Listen to the interview with Ken about his year in India and tick the sentences that do not belong in the interview.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today's Sunday morning talk is with Ken Smith, who spent 8 months in India.
Good morning to all you listeners, and thank you for having me.
First of all, why did you go to India?
Well, I've always been interested in that country, in its people, culture and religion. I wanted to get in touch with Indian customs, take photos and taste the Indian food. During my journey, I collected about 380 recipes and visited about 100 temples all over the country.
What was your worst experience during the trip?
My worst experience was when someone stole all my money out of my sleeping bag. I then had to find work, but it was not too difficult.
What kind of jobs did you do?
I worked as a shop assistant, then at a British travel agency as a guide. When I had enough money, I stopped working and continued my travel. When I ran out of money again, I looked for the next job. I worked as a teacher, a taxi driver, a waiter. I took anything I could get.
Let's talk about the climate in India.
Well, it was pretty hot in the south. In the north, where they grow tea, it was very cold. I worked as a tea leaves picker up there, but gradually I got accustomed to the climate, even to the monsoon rains. Rain like that flooded a town in less than half an hour. Then the water reached up to my knees. Once, after such a monsoon shower, my flight was delayed by 4 hours.
And this leads me to my next question. How did you travel around in India?
I went by train, plane, bus and on lorries. Once I had to sit on the load area of a lorry. More and more people got onto it. I was sitting among cages with chickens, rabbits and ducks. It was awfully hot. One man had brought half a pig with him and he sat down on it with all those big black flies around. It was stinking horribly from sweat and blood. After that trip, I stopped eating meat. I became a vegetarian. The trip was a horror ride. We went high up a mountain road, and before each bend, I closed my eyes. If you are afraid of heights, that's not the right trip for you. I managed to survive the scary ride somehow, but after it, I suffered from a terrible back pain. But the scenery was splendid and stunning.
Unfortunately, time is up again. Thank you very much for coming into the studio, Ken, but you will be our guest again in 2 weeks. Then you are going to give us some information on Indian temples. This was Sunday Morning Talk. Bye to all our listeners.